always a pleasure to talk with you, Lee. How are you?
I know a lot of people love their art, and it's very, very popular here on the Northwest Coast. And one thing that has generated a lot of exposure of late is the Intersection Art Space. That's Bernie's pop-up gallery, and that's in collaboration with 10 Days on the Island, Bernie City Council, Business Northwest have chipped in, Ian Jones and the team, and also the Contemporary Arts and Research.
That's very much the case. To get things started, this was a major collaboration. A whole set of energies came together to see quite a beautiful thing happen.
The next connection, which I think is planned for, is it October the 8th?
Yeah, the opening night of Bruce Latimer's exhibition Reconnection is indeed 5:30, October the 8th. I can hardly wait. I'm just framing all the works at the moment, and they are sensational.
Run your eye over some of the wonderful work. Just tell us a little bit of Bruce's background, if you wouldn't mind. I know he's a master printmaker.
Yeah, he is indeed, based in Sydney. However, he has works in the Burnie Regional Gallery's permanent collection. So a lovely way to blend fresh air coming in, and also someone who's definitely contributed to the arts here in Burnie in the past. In terms of the Reconnection exhibition, we've got 60 works from Bruce's etching portfolio over the last 20 years. So seeing anything in that sort of number, any collection of 60 things is joyful. But to see 60 of these immaculate creatives, they're really quite something.
The one-stop shop, so to speak.
Yeah, look, Bruce has had a really wonderful career, lecturing in colleges, universities, an international exhibiting career, 15 years in New York during the 70s and 80s when it was quite an incredible place to be.
Yeah.
He brings so much to what he does in the visual arts. On top of his really quite remarkable philosophical viewpoint and the ideas he presents, he's just remarkably dexterous. His ability just as a human being to make these things is really quite awe-inspiring.
A great talent, isn't it?
Without a doubt. For me anyway, just great to see human beings producing remarkable things, regardless of what kind of creativity. It just buoys the spirit to be a human when you can see this this kind of ability.
And you as the exhibition manager, you must be delighted to know that you've got all that work just under the same roof. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's quite a thing to behold. I've followed Bruce's work for a few decades, piece by piece. But to see so much of it is really quite something. Having the opportunity right now to be surrounded by these works as I frame them, I really am excited about letting other people have this opportunity to be surrounded by these works. The Intersection Art Space is a really bright, open area. So when I say surrounded by, I mean it very literally. To have 60 of these works, they range in scale, Lee, from quite tiny and intimate, and you'll need to get right up close to the wall, through to pieces which for etchings are really quite large, you know, sort of a metre plus. Good experience in store for anybody who comes to see the show.
So from almost having your nose touching the work to even go back a little bit and just to appreciate a chance to reconnect with the backdrop of this amazing art.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Look, the opening night celebration is always enjoyable, but I'll be encouraging people to come back a second time and see the show at other periods when it's a bit quieter as well.
I can guarantee those listening this morning will be back again, and it's a must not only for Burnie but also wider Northwest community to check it out and appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. At the moment, there's just so much positive energy from Launceston all the way through to the Circular Head area. It feels like the arts really is coming together as a region is, not that it hasn't before, but I think post-COVID people really do want to reconnect, and they really do want to be part of something that perhaps they noticed was missing over the past few years.
Since COVID, it's gone into another gear.
Oh, I can feel it, and I can see it. I mean, I'd love to just say it's purely intuitive, but it's not. I can see it across the board by how much my phone rings, by how much goodwill there's been, by how much inquiry and expression of interest. It really has been a fruitful time. Absolutely call through to the box office or certainly RSVP through the Burnie Arts website, www.burniearts.net. Phone number for the box office, 6430-5850. We're still needing RSVPs and tickets for the opening night, an expression of much gratefulness for people to call through.
The RSVP date, is that just a day or two before?
Look, as early as possible. The other openings at Intersection Art Space sold out within weeks. They're free tickets, but they disappear like the hotcakes. I mean, we cater these things. We've got wonderful hospitality sponsors. Sandy Gray Gin, one of the Northwest Coast's finest, they chime in to support us. The Beach Hotel. There are so many people that get involved. Communion Brewing help us out with some delicious beer. Without a doubt, a community coming together to see Intersection flourish.
That date, Saturday, October 8th, in featuring the wonderful work, over 60 pieces of Bruce Latimer. It's all about art. Thanks, Scott Campbell.
Look, thank you very much, Lee. Pleasure to talk to you.